Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 68. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered showers. Tonight, lows dip down to about 46. Mainly clear skies and quiet. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 76. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Labor unions joining up with ocean carriers to fight proposals in Congress to reform rules for shipping U.S. food aid. Under cargo preference requirements, half of the food must be shipped on U.S. flag carriers. Proposals introduced in the House and Senate would waive that requirement. The Transportation Trade Department, AFL-CIO, say in a letter to members of Congress, to be clear, it means that the federal government would cede U.S. food aid and shipping interest to foreign flag ships by eliminating 100% of the U.S. ships that are available to transport food aid at fair and reasonable rates. The Transportation and Trade Department represents 37 unions in the shipping industry. The letter says foreign flag carriers are making record profits amidst global supply chain disruptions. Why is it an issue? Well, partly due to cargo preference, USDA spending $388 million to ship and distribute $282 million worth of U.S. commodities in Yemen and five African countries. Many humanitarian groups supporting the waiver, a statement signed by 18 of those groups, waiving cargo preference would help ease the increasing burden of rising shipping costs on life-saving, hunger-reduced programs, they say. The group behind the statement, CARE USA, Catholic Relief Services, Mercy Corps, World Food Program USA, and World Vision. And Japan, an importer of U.S. ethanol, promised to try to double its consumption of the corn-based fuel by 2030. Get a good reception from the U.S. Grains Council. USGC Vice President Kerry Siffreth said the group, together with U.S. Ambassador to Japan Rahm Emanuel, had been working with the Japanese for months to demonstrate the benefits of ethanol. Japan's ethanol imports from the U.S. has been sliding in recent years. The country imported about $13.4 million of U.S. ethanol in 2018, a steep increase from just $1.1 million the year before. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of on-hand, in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Washer and dryer sets starting at $9.98. Large selection of freezers, all sizes starting at $1.99. Ashley reclining sofas, choice of three colors at $5.88. All in stock and shipped free to your door on everything $2.99 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall. Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A small airplane crashed during touch-and-go exercises Tuesday night in the backyard of a home in Gardner in Johnson County, authorities said. No injuries were reported in the crash, which was reported at 7:41 p.m. Tuesday. The location was in a field west of the intersection of West 171st Street Terrace and South Osage Street. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, the pilot of a 1966 Cessna 150F fixed-wing single-engine airplane was performing touch-and-go exercises at Gardner Municipal Airport when the left engine stopped working, causing it to crash. The pilot, Louis Benjamin Morrell, 46, of Wichita, was reported uninjured in the crash. The Kansas Highway Patrol has released the numbers for arrests and citations over the Memorial Day weekend, and DUI arrests are down from last year. KHP says they made 17 DUI arrests, down from 20 last year and up from 15 in 2020. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
A Salina man suffered a gunshot wound while practicing firearm safety with a teen east of Salina Sunday afternoon. Just after 3:30 p.m. on Sunday, a 45-year-old Salina man and a 15-year-old Salina girl were target shooting with a 9mm handgun on a relative's property in the 900 block of North Simpson Road when the shooting occurred. The man told deputies that the two were practicing firearm safety when the girl was handing the gun back to the man and it began to slip. The girl grabbed the gun and accidentally squeezed the trigger, shooting the man in the abdomen. According to deputies, the man's wound was serious but not life-threatening. A family of five, along with nearly two dozen farm animals, were rescued from flooding at a Mulvane home early this morning. Around 1:15 this morning, Mulvane fire crews evacuated the family surrounded by rapidly rising floodwater in the 1400 block of 119th Street. Crews got the two adults and three children out of the home. Also rescued were six chickens, 14 goats, and a horse. I'm Trey Stahl, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan. Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police have identified the two women killed over the weekend when two cars crashed during an annual Memorial Day cruise night and injured 20 people when the cars struck a crowd of bystanders in Nebraska's capital city. Lincoln Police said Tuesday that 20-year-old Emily Sivenhor and 22-year-old Edith Hermosillo died in the Sunday night crash on O Street in Lincoln after a Ford Taurus smashed into the Toyota Corolla they were in. Of the people who were injured, only two remained hospitalized on Tuesday, with one and improving to serious condition and the other improving to fair condition. Troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol removed from the road 20 impaired drivers during Memorial Day weekend. Troopers also assisted 226 motorists in need of help throughout the state. The annual Clicketer Ticket National Mobilization continues through the week, and troopers will continue to work overtime as part of that effort to maintain a safe start to the summer driving season. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Tonight, everybody has something to prove. These amazing chefs are getting a second chance to be number one.
You've come a long way, my friend.
When Gordon Ramsay brings back finalists from the past on an all-new
MasterChef, back to win.
Then, the competition critics call the show of the summer is finally back. So you think you can dance?
Let's go.
And it has everyone cheering.
Tonight, beginning at 7. Then it's your news, your time, with Fox Kansas News at 9.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is the place to be for summer fun. Bring the family to our spacious indoor water park for plenty of smiles and splash while you pile up the cash on our casino floor. There's always more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort. More rewards when using your Seven Clans rewards card. More red spins and more jackpots and more entertainment. We bring the best in live concerts and events right here in North Central Oklahoma. Plan a weekend and come see us for more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met with a representative from USDA Rural Development at last week's meeting to discuss community facilities funding options for the proposed jail project. USDA interest rate currently 2.5% and can extend up to 40 years. USDA is typically involved at the start of the process. A construction manager has been hired. This will have to be approved by USDA to assure proper steps were taken to meet their requirements. Timelines for the project were discussed. Pre-application documents have been submitted and approved. The architect and construction manager will meet with commissioners June 13th for an update. Regarding reports of several phone calls as to plans for additional wind farms in Marshall County,
Commissioners confirmed there are no plans for additional wind farms in the county at this time. Public Works has moved north of Axtell, removing a bridge. A bridge west of Beatty is complete and open. With a fuel surcharge for waste transfer, landfill prices may be increasing soon. Work continues on various projects. The Health Department building, the COVID grant received in the amount of $146,000, has $55,000 balance remaining. This will be used for new furniture and carpet for the building. Health Department's working on another COVID grant that could be used for new gutters and concrete outside the building. As the Helvering Center is an emergency shelter for the county, Agency on Aging is soliciting bids for a generator with funds through the American Rescue Plan. And they're asking if they can use or replace the Meals on Wheels van through COVID funds, as a substantial increase was noted in Meals on Wheels requests during the pandemic. The board briefly discussed the infill housing revitalization program. The county councilor advises if they want to move forward the plan, and interlocal agreements can be mirrored with the neighborhood revitalization plan, highlighting appropriate differences. No final decision has been made. Washington County Economic Partnership requested $120,000, an increase of $40,000 from the county for this next year. They reported on recent activities. The increase in funding would be to continue to business recruitment and plans for future needs of housing and infrastructure. The Nemahal County Sheriff advised last week his department is down 5 employees. Commissioners granted approval for a plan for office space presented by the Senior Services Public Transit Department, who also introduced a representative with Midland Care who spoke about providing services for the elderly in Nemahal County. A committee consisting of a Gage County attorney, clerk, and treasurer interviewed 5 candidates last week who had applied to fill the unexpired term of Supervisor Dennis Byers, who passed away. The 3-member committee will select their choice to serve the remainder of the term through 2024. Candidates include Dennis Byers' wife, Janet, former Beatrice Mayor John Bartles, former Supervisor David Swavely, Lawrence Fossler, a recently retired Gage County employee, and Ashley Mason, who lost a bid for Beatrice Mayor in the recent primary. Gage County supervisors at last week's meeting doubled the fee paid for mowing abandoned Gage County cemeteries from $500 to $1,000, retroactive to include this season. Gage County property valuations going out this week may see significant increases due to the real estate market, with values reflecting actual sales prices over a 3-year period. It's expected the largest increases will affect residential properties, with stabilized valuations for agricultural land, which had seen increases in recent years. An injury accident was reported Friday evening in Marysville. 33-year-old Ian McCarter of Marysville lost control of his motorcycle at 8th and Jenkins Streets, shearing a power pole in half, with the cycle then crossing the street, ejecting the driver, who was transported by ambulance from the scene. Ian McCarter suffered serious head injuries, and a GoFundMe account has been established toward his medical expenses. Evelyn M. Anderson, age 95, of Marysville, passed away May 23rd. Funeral service Friday, June 3rd, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial at a later date at Fort Snellings, Minnesota. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Anderson. Robert Ray Marsteller, age 93, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ray Marsteller. Tracy C. Stewart, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Tracy Stewart. Peggy Ann Schneider, age 71, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Memorial service pending at this time with the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Peggy Schneider.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Rain showers likely today and temperatures will stay cooler, with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and mid 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and upper 70s throughout Missouri. Some showers possible overnight tonight, with our lows in the mid to upper 40s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 40s throughout Nebraska, the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Warming up throughout Thursday, some sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 70s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 70s throughout Nebraska, and the lower 70s throughout Kansas and Missouri. Clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 40s and mid 50s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and mid 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 50s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 82. Record high on this date, 103. Average low, 60, and the record low, 40. Sunset this evening at 8:47, with sunrise in the morning at 6:03.
Strawberries, drive-ins, and going barefoot. They are all worth celebrating this month, and we will get it started with our June preview from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 1st, the 152nd day of the year. Actors Morgan Freeman and Andy Griffith were born on this day, and 55 years ago today, the Beatles released their Sgt. Pepper album. Our sixth month is named after Juno, the Roman goddess of marriage. We will celebrate fathers and the American flag this month. Strawberries will ripen, and we will enjoy the longest day of the year on the summer solstice. Every month has its lesser observances, of course, but some of our favorites are in June, like Say Something Nice Day and National Drive-In Movie Day. And if you feel like kicking off your shoes and dancing a polka, go for it. June is Accordion Awareness Month, and today is National Go Barefoot Day. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the month of June online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Former Kansas City Chiefs and current Miami Dolphins receiver Tyreek Hill will be in Wichita for the 2022 Tyreek Hill Youth Football Camp at Stryker Sports Complex on Friday from 3 to 7 p.m. Hill and camp coaches will provide hands-on instruction with activities including lectures, fundamental skill stations, contests, and awards. All campers will be grouped according to age to ensure proper levels of competition and instruction. And each camper will receive a T-shirt, a photo with Hill, and items from camp sponsors. Hill will be on site to direct the camp and will be joined by area youth and high school coaches. The camp is open to boys and girls of all skill levels, age 6 to 16. To register, go to flexworksports.com. Austin Hedges hit a three-run homer, and rookie Oscar Gonzalez doubled in two runs, sending the Cleveland Guardians to an 8-3 victory over the Royals on Tuesday. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for for the place with that special buyout, a great new or used trailer. Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Longtime Wichita Open director Roy Turner will retire effective October 1st of this year. Turner has served as tournament director for the past 23 years, leading the planning, growth, and expansion of the Wichita Open, benefiting KU Wichita Pediatrics, an event that has been a staple on the Corn Ferry Tour schedule since its 1990 inaugural season. Turner will give out one more trophy and champion's check on the 18th green at Crestview Country Club on Father's Day, Sunday, June 19th. The Wichita Wind Surge are hosting a school supply drive with donations earmarked for the students of Andover's Prairie Creek Elementary School. During home games between now and the end of August, fans can bring donations to guest services at Riverfront Stadium, located behind Section 10. Those unable to attend a Wind Surge game may also drop off donations at the box office located on McLean Boulevard. Those donating will receive a free berm ticket for a future 2022 regular season Wind Surge game. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and service designed especially for AARP members. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Game time is the perfect time to fire up a Traeger grill. You can bake a pizza, smoke wings or ribs, or grill steaks. This grill can do it all. Traeger is the original wood pellet grill, and with a full 3-year warranty, makes Traeger grills the best-selling pellet grill on the market. Cromie Lumber in Marysville carries a full line of Traeger grills, accessories, spices, and pellets. Always wanted to try a Traeger before you buy? Then stop in at Cromie Lumber and ask for details to check out their loaner, Little Texas Elite, for a weekend. Only at Cromie Lumber, 609 Carolina in Marysville.
Priced right and ready to move, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2010 Chevy Equinox and a 2005 Buick Rendezvous. Each is priced under $7,000. The 2010 Chevy Equinox is a V6. It's a local one-owner trade. They have a 2005 Buick Rendezvous. Again, priced right, ready to go at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Protect and enrich soil, reduce stormwater runoff, and reduce weeds with cover crops. These plants are grown in vacant spaces in the landscape to protect and prepare beds for future plantings. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Many gardeners plant cover crops in late summer or fall to prepare the soil for a spring planting. Late spring and early summer crops can be planted in gardens where the soil is worn out or as part of crop rotation. Buckwheat is a popular summer cover crop that is often used for suppressing weeds. It needs 35 to 40 days to reach maturity. Till buckwheat plants into the soil 6 weeks after planting and reseed if your season is long enough. Or wait for it to go to seed, till plants into the soil, and allow seedlings to develop. Plant a winter cover crop in fall to further improve the soil. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. PlantSkid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. PlantSkid is OMRI-listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. PlantSkid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at PlantSkydd.com.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit year-round spray oil and Summit mosquito bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
The development of not only cars, but roads themselves has improved safety and lessened highway fatalities. But in the 1920s, building a mile-long bridge over the nation's longest river and putting a curve in the middle of it didn't seem like a bad idea. The story of that historic span is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Is simply known as the Chain of Rocks Bridge.
It's an old steel bridge built back in 1929. A lot of people think it was the first crossing of 66 into Missouri from Illinois, but it's not. 66 started in 26.
Jerry Law knows the route well through Illinois and Missouri, including this old span that crosses the Mississippi River just above St. Louis. When it was built, loss of life on the job site was just a given.
They were predicting at least 10 lives would be lost, where it was only one. So it turned out to be a successful job as far as that part.
The bridge closed to traffic in the late 1960s. One of the most unique parts of the over mile-long bridge was a 22-degree curve in the middle of the span.
Really, it's not a very good idea. But you have to remember, back in 1929, the cars were much narrower. Where they had problems was with the big trucks. When a semi would come around that curve, he took more than his lane. So you had to stop and wait and let the trucks go through.
The bridge's name comes from the rock ledges underneath the bridge that made this part of the river difficult to navigate. Today, a canal bypasses this part of the Mississippi River.
On a low day, you can see the chain of rocks as you're standing on the bridge. But instead of being a car bridge anymore or traffic, it's used for trail net, who allows bicycles and so forth to use it.
Pedestrians also may use it, and it has been open to cars on some special occasions over the years as well. Traveling the Countryside in Madison, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
It feels good to take a cool dip in the pond on a hot day. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Paying attention to water quality conditions will help you avoid health risks as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season, race against the clock season, mistakes can't happen season, and no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster, that makes your spacing and depth more accurate, and that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
As a teenager, my parents' best friends had a farm pond, and during the summer, our two families spent a lot of time together fishing and swimming. I stayed away from algae because I thought it was gross, but otherwise never thought about any health risks from the water.
Bob Rose is a retired extension water quality specialist at the University of Missouri. He says pond water always has waterborne pathogens, and most of them aren't harmful. It's generally not necessary to test for bacteria unless certain conditions would warrant it. A source water survey can tell you a lot about the quality.
Looking at where the water is coming from, what it flows over before it gets into the pond, that's really about the best thing you can do. If the water runs through a feedlot and gets into the pond, then the chances are very good you'll have exceptionally high levels of bacteria, and you may want to check it. But most of the time, we know that you're going to be above what we would classify as a safe limit for a public beach for swimming.
Geese that call your pond home can add a lot of bacteria in the water. However, Bros says the sun will eventually kill much of the bacteria, so it doesn't stay suspended in the water for an extended period of time. Do a visual inspection of the surface. If you see green or brown scum, an oily sheen, or floating dead fish, it's not a good idea to jump in. Most algae blooms aren't harmful to humans, but it's unpleasant to swim in. Bros says common sense is your best defense.
Can you get in water that's stagnant or water that's got algae in it? Yes, you can. But make sure that you don't drink that water. You don't swallow it. Make sure that you don't get in the water if you have an open wound or something. That could easily get infected.
Learn more about farm pond water quality at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I come to the garden.
With me, and he tells me I am his. am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
A New York dairy farm has been blazing trails for years. The first in a three-part series today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
We've been farming here since 1915, and the farm today is the culmination, really, of generations working together to build those core ethics of what it means to be Table Rock, of how we care for the cows and how we farm the land.
That's Megan Hauser, co-owner of Table Rock Farm in Wyoming County, New York. She says the 1,200-cow dairy employs a team of 35. Annual milk production approaches 33 million pounds.
Our cows are taking food that is not usable for humans, silages, corn stalks, and making it into a foodstuff for people to eat, which is, I think, a wonderful thing. It's one of the things I love is that we are making nutritious food for people by taking food that couldn't be used any other way.
Table Rock was recognized last year with the Leopold Conservation Award for the state of New York. Hauser says the farm was doing regenerative agriculture before it was called regenerative agriculture.
When you talk about regenerative agriculture, that's a new term for me and for a lot of farmers, but really it's talking about something that we've been doing for a very long time, which is how do we do our best to build those healthiest soils? We want to have healthy soil so we can feed our cows.
I'll pick the story up there tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville is your authorized Hustler dealer. They offer a full line of residential riding lawnmowers from 42 to 72-inch decks. Manufactured in Heston, Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to give you unmatched strength and durability, and they're packed with performance features you will appreciate. Look over the complete inventory today of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville and get the riding mower designed to get the job done at a price you can afford.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the U.S. Meat Export Federation heard from former trade ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, during the organization's annual meeting this past week. As Branstad told attendees, keeping relationships with trading partners is key, especially with an environment like this right now.
Personal relationships are really important, especially in the Asian cultures. And one of the advantages I had was I was the first American governor to host Xi Jinping when he was just a county-level party secretary, and he led an ag delegation to Iowa in 1985. And I had been to China in 84, and we'd been treated very well there, so we wanted to go all out to treat him well. And so he calls me and the Iowans he met in 1984 old friends. So building that kind of relationship is really important.
He goes on to say that while China is a major market that we continue to do deals with and export agricultural goods to, it's not the only market out there.
There's a lot of other growing Asian markets that we need to work at, trying to reduce some of their market-distorting tariffs and things like that, as well as Europe and other parts of the world. So Europe's always been a challenge for us as well. We just need to put America first. We need to make sure that we're doing everything we can to open markets and knock down barriers to our agriculture products anywhere and everywhere in the world.
The U.S. has ended phase one of their trade deal with China, where China did massively increase much of their agricultural purchases here from the U.S., including the soybean market, as they continue to buy there. The phase two is still in the works and not quite activated yet, as there is still a trade deficit from China as we continue to work with the country and other parts of that region. That, again, was former trade ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, at the annual meeting for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR term, and vehicle with a credit tax and fees.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The war in Ukraine pushing sunflower prices to record highs this spring. John Sandbachen, executive director of the National Sunflower Association, says in the previous market, highs for sunflowers of $38.80 for old crop and $30.50 for new crop were surpassed in late April at the crush plants. He said there are a couple of reasons for the high prices.
Well, you know, last year we had a smaller crop in the main growing region, you know, in the central U.S. due to the drought conditions. And so, you know, we started off this marketing year with lower stocks than normal for our crop. And then also after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, that really ramped things up and the demand for sunflower oil has just run off the charts.
Sandbachen also says the demand for sunflower oil will remain well into next year.
Ukraine and Russia combined export about 75% of all the sunflower oil in the world. So right now there's just a huge void for sunflower oil. And when you look at prices where they're at today, I really don't see anything on the horizon that's going to lower prices, because even if we were to produce a 20% larger crop here in the U.S., the demand is so strong right now for oil and for confection seeds that, you know, there's really, really no downside going up, you know, ahead in the next few months.
He says the South American oilseed harvest is finished and the oilseed market attention will now move to U.S. crop conditions and production prospects in the coming months. And for JBS Food, USA subsidiaries and affiliates have agreed to assemble a team of company and third-party experts to develop and implement an infectious disease preparedness plan for 7 of its meat processing facilities to protect its workers, including JBS in Grand Island and Swift in Omaha. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
50 now, 70 now, $15 now, 70 now.
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, hey, hey. Hire a professional.
professional. You can check.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
If you haven't already, now is the time to control woody brush in the pasture. Burning, digging them out, and herbicides are your options on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Rangeland can be taken over by woody shrub and tree species such as buckbrush, eastern red cedar, and honey locust. Some reproduce by seed, others by a horizontal creeping root system. Left to grow, they can choke out desired forages and reduce their grazing quality. Walt Fick is a range management specialist at Kansas State University. He says there are several methods you can use either alone or in combination with each other for season-long control.
Proper grazing management top on my list in terms of thinking. You know, if we don't overgraze or do things like that, we probably won't have these problems as much. Fire is an important thing, so prescribe burning. We can mechanically cut these off based on their physiological cycle and do some good in terms of setting them back. And then, of course, there are herbicides that we can use on all these species.
Some are easier to knock back than others, and the methods will vary depending on the species. And it's rarely a one-and-done approach. For example, if eastern red cedar trees aren't more than a few feet tall, prescribed burning works really well. However, they'll be back in a few years and you'll have to do it again. Fix says you'll have the best results if you attack within a window of opportunity.
Timing is important in all these, and unfortunately they aren't all susceptible at exactly the same time. Normally, you know, they need to be fully leafed out. Bud stage, as these plants start to flower, that's a good time to treat them with a herbicide.
Goats are another option. They'll eat just about anything and will mow down the brushy stands pretty well if they're confined to the area. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about controlling pasture brush at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTat. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today for the middle of the week. Things are still mostly lower across the board for the grain markets after a higher start to the day. Livestock market is still lingering in the positive for the most part for the day right now, as corn market has definitely taken a hit over the last few hours. July corn's down 22 and a quarter cent at 731 and three quarters. September corn as well, down by 20 at 7.05 even a bushel. In the wheat market, July KC wheat's down right now 37 cents on the day at 11.28 and a half. The September down by 38 and a quarter at 11.34 and three quarters overall. In the soybean market, they are kind of back and forth. They're back into the positive slightly now after dropping down recently. July soybeans are up 6.5 cents in the green at 16.89 and three quarters. August up by 6 1/4 at 7.26. and a half. On the meal side, July soybean meals down 60 cents right now at 4.14.20, with August down by $1.80 at 4.08 and 60 cents. And the soybean oil is slightly higher, with July up by 45 cents at 78.37. August up by 56 cents at 76.94. Cotton market a little bit lower here on the day as they continue to slowly move downward, as July cotton's down $2.73 at 136 1/4. October's also down 308, sitting at 127 even. And the oats market, a little bit of green in the later futures, but early futures are mostly down right now, with July oats down 21.5 cents at 648 and a quarter. Livestock market mostly higher here real quickly, as June live cattle's down up right now 222 at 132.72. Feeder cattle for August up 442 right now, big jumps there at 169.55. and the lean hogs are mostly higher by $1.75 for the June at 109 and 72 cents. U.S. dollar index today for June seeing some decent gains here, with the June index up at 83 cents at 102 and 60 cents. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning, this is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're expecting a good run of cattle. We're probably going to have around 500 to 600 head of cattle this week. A couple of our featured consignments this week, we'll have a group of 20 black steer calves that have been home raised and weaned for 60 days. They'd be weighing 5 to 550. We'll have a group of 86 head of mixed colored steers and heifer calves that have been weaned for about 30 days, and they will be weighing about 4.5 to 6. And then we're going to have two loads of mostly black feeder heifers that'll weigh 8.5 to 9. If you want to see a full list of our consignments this week, you can see that on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. If you have any questions for us or consignments you'd like to give us a call at 316-320.
As an accomplished food scientist and former dean of agriculture for a leading land-grant institution, the new president of K-State has a working familiarity with the agricultural sector. Even so, in these first months at the K-State helm, he's aggressively gathering information on Kansas leading industry and how the university can better serve it. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. Eric Atkinson here. One issue that has quickly caught Richard Linton's attention is an ever-growing challenge for production agriculture in a large chunk of the state.
The issue that resonates is water resource management, and certainly we're going to need to be proactive and get ahead of this and, you know, use an interdisciplinary approach of not just agriculture, but some of our other colleges on campus, like engineering, as an example, to be able to try to provide, you know, solutions as we deal with the challenges associated with water resource management and just simply the lack of water that we have in certain parts of the state.
But he knows there are other agricultural matters of interest that deserve attention from K-State as well. That's why he has arranged to go to rural Kansas in June on an extended agricultural listening tour.
This is a 9-day trip that I'm going to be taking mainly in the western part of the state, but also some, it's actually going to extend all the way to the southeastern part of the state as well. And then starting next August, I'll be making community visits 1 day a month to be able to try to canvass this entire state. And, you know, again, trying to learn as much as I possibly can, you know, but I'm looking forward to going to Garden City and Dodge City and Hayes and Liberal, you know, and all of these cities and towns that I've heard so much about being critical for the infrastructure of agriculture, and having the chance to be able to meet people and talk about their ideas and solutions is something I'm really looking forward to. We'll do that in the middle of June this year.
And he emphasizes that he wants earnest feedback from farmers, ranchers, and other agricultural stakeholders on what more K-State can be doing for the industry via teaching, research, and extension outreach.
Certainly what I'll be trying to listen for is what are the things that we're doing really well to be able to serve and support our stakeholders so that I know that we need to continue to do those things and do them even better. Where are we not serving the state well that we need to improve on? And what are the opportunities? You know, what are the big ideas that we can utilize and piece together at Kansas State and develop partnerships, you know, to solve the global challenges of agriculture, but also the state challenges of agriculture?
The president of Kansas State University, Richard Linton. And this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.